From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Thursday, August 8th at 8:55. We have Ellen Dearden on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Kimberly. And grain futures are a little bit on the mixed side today. We are starting the day pretty oversold on the corn and the beans, maybe ripe for some upside bounce. Wheat's traded to both sides this week, and it wants to work a little bit higher here this morning. Let's see if that can happen. We did see pretty good export bookings on the corn side of things, and I think what we're seeing right now is that the pace is out. The cumulative export bookings now are outpacing what USDA says is going to be the case on old crop. So maybe on next Monday's supply-demand report, we'll see an uptick of 20 or 25 million bushels on the export side of things for old crop. On the bean side of things, so the story this morning is Argentina's soy oil workers have decided to strike due to lower. They're feeling that wages are too low, and that has disrupted movement of product. Right now, we see the September corn futures at 384 and three quarters. That's up a penny and a half. December, 402 and a quarter, up a penny and a half. And we've got July at 438 and a quarter, up a penny and a half. On the soybean side of things, the November beans are at 1019. That's up a quarter of a cent. January's at 1035 and a half, up three quarters. We've got September meal futures at 324.20. That's up 60 cents. September bean oil at 42.35 is up 28. On the wheat side of things, we are higher in Chicago. We're just fractionally higher in Kansas City and Minneapolis. But the September wheat futures, 541 up 2 3/4. December, 565 up 3 cents. A new crop July, 602 and 1/2. That's up 2 1/4 cents. On the livestock side of things, we're trading a little bit on the choppy side. The hogs look like they may have put a temporary top in yesterday. We'll have to see how that shakes out. We certainly saw good export bookings on the pork side of things, really strong. Mexico, again, the biggest buyer, 34,600 metric tons, however, that's huge. August hogs expire next Wednesday. We've got the August live cattle, 182.40, that's up 12 points. December at 177.92, down 15. On the feeder cattle, we've got SEP feeders at 239.15, up 25. October's at 237.92, down 15. On the hogs, as I said, the August hogs do go off the board the middle of next week. They're at $90 even, up down 57 cents. We've got October's at 73.67, down 92, and December's $1.02 lower at 66.05. Outside markets, again, the Dow Jones is a little bit on the soft side. The Nikkei in Japan lost ground again overnight. We've got the metal futures mixed with the copper lower, but the gold and silver a little higher. Crude oil, after a hot market reversal up yesterday, is just about unchanged. September crude at 75.25 is up 2 points. The dollar index, which I think is going to be extremely key to whether or not we can hold grain prices, we need to see this dollar be on the soft side. That's not the case this morning. The September dollar index is 103.33. That's up 0.32. Again, next Monday, the trade is looking for record high yields in both corn and soybeans, even if we see a drop in harvested acres. I'm in the camp. Drop in harvested acres could be really a key factor this year, and the yields likely will remain higher. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thanks so much, Ellen. Have a wonderful rest of your day. We'll have a listen to your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, mostly sunny with a high of 82 degrees, a north wind 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 58 degrees, a northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 74 degrees, a northwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 53 degrees, a northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for Saturday, sunny with a high of 75 degrees, a northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.
From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Thursday, August 8th at 9 a.m. Currently here in Urbana, sunny skies and 71 degrees. You've been listening to Morning Edition on WILL AM 580, Illinois Soul FM 101.1, and WILL FM 90.9, HD3, Urbana.